And good afternoon, I'm Al Cresta. Last week began a series talking about Jesus and how he shares the gospel. And we took a look last week at the Samaritan woman and learned that we can learn a lot watching Jesus interact with particular individuals. And it's one way of learning how to share our faith. And there's, of course, a great story in Luke chapter 19 where Jesus deals with this corrupt tax man, Zacchaeus. Jesus enters Jericho, and he's passing through it, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector of the area, and he was quite rich, and he wanted to see who Jesus was. He'd gotten word Jesus was coming through. But the crowd was very big, and he was actually small of stature. He was a short guy. So he ran on ahead. He climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus pass by. And when Jesus came to the place where Zacchaeus was hanging out in the sycamore tree, he looked directly at Zacchaeus and called out his name. He said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Well, Zacchaeus was delighted, so he jumped down and received Jesus joyfully. And when the crowd saw him get that divine favor, so to speak, they were upset. And they were upset at Jesus because Jesus had gone in, he hadn't stayed out to be with them. He had gone in to be the guest of a man who was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to Jesus, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold." This is a guy willing not only to repent, but to make restitution. And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since Zacchaeus, he is also a son of Abraham." And then Luke climaxes the story by saying, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Now, I love this story. I love its brevity. I love the little detail about the size of Zacchaeus. And it reminds me a little bit, there's some parallels with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well. And one of the most remarkable aspects of this is Jesus' request to be entertained by Zacchaeus in his home for the rest of that day. Again, Jesus, as with the Samaritan woman, he asks for something from the person that he's going to be sharing his faith with. Jesus is eager to receive what Zacchaeus can give to him, just like he was eager to receive what the Samaritan woman could give to him, a cup of water. This time, Zacchaeus is going to bring Jesus home for a meal. There's also something a little bit interesting about this. You might ask, well, why? It's kind of cheeky for Jesus to say to Zacchaeus, "Hey, invite me to dinner." But it's not as strange as it might sound, because Jesus was a Jew, and he was considered a righteous man. And Zacchaeus, being a tax collector, it would be unthinkable for Zacchaeus to extend an invitation to somebody like Jesus. We don't understand, I think, the hatred of tax collectors in that period of time. You know, we do our taxes every year, and we do them ourselves, or we have an accountant do it, or we go to H&R Block, or, you know, we get our tax. We don't think of getting our taxes done as an act of religious betrayal. But the tax man in the first century in Palestine was hated. In this case, and he was a chief tax collector beside. And all of those in that profession, Matthew was another one, were despised for lots of reasons. Because, first of all, Zacchaeus, as well as Matthew, didn't work for, like, the IRS, all right? They worked for the Romans. This was an occupying army. And the Jews absolutely loathed the Roman oppressors. And the tax collectors were working for the occupying army. And worse, they weren't paid by the occupying army. They had to really get their own pay by skimming money off the system. So there was plenty of room here for greed and abuse, and indeed, they got wealthy through greed and abuse. Sometimes we think about this like we would, you know, some corrupt alderman or something in a city. That's kind of the reputation Zacchaeus had. So it's you have to understand the attitude of the crowd, and to do that, you've got to imagine the very worst of modern-day examples, while at the same time imagining that this is a person collaborating with an organization we would terribly hate, a terrorist organization, for instance. The Romans weren't terrorists, per se, but they were the occupying army, and here's Zacchaeus glad to work with them. So that's why people hated Zacchaeus. And to make it worse, though, Jesus welcomes Zacchaeus. He says, hey, I want to go into your house. So you can see Jesus' actions were totally unacceptable, even considered outrageous by the crowd. And when Jesus goes into Zacchaeus' home to eat, he's breaking not only the social customs of the day, but he's also breaking the religious and moral laws of the time because he's becoming a guest of an eating. Eating's important to this. Eating in the home of a sinner. This is a man with an unclean profession. It is as unclean as we might think of prostitution today or some mafioso figure. So Jesus is risking making himself socially, ritually, morally, and religiously unclean. He's polluting himself, giving that impression anyways, just as he had done with the Samaritan woman. And what's that tell us? It tells us that Jesus lives with the constant awareness of mission. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. That's how Luke ends this little incident with Zacchaeus. He's got to remind everybody that Jesus does these outrageous behaviors. Jesus ignores the social customs and the human customs and the religious laws of the period because they are in the way of his mission. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He didn't come into the world to keep himself apart from sinners. He didn't come to demonstrate that his life conformed well to Jewish expectations. He came in fulfillment of the promise of the Lord. And the Lord essentially said, I will be with my people. So when I read this, what challenged me most about this particular passage, and as I was thinking today, sharing it with you, you know, the action of Jesus in going to the home of this sinner has to force all of us to think with care about the way we relate to sinners. How many of us have close non-Catholic friends or even non-Christian friends? How many of us keep our distance from the very people who need to hear the gospel? I mean, I say this as one whose life is just full 24 hours a day with colleagues in ministry, my family, we share a common faith, and it's difficult to make sure there's room in my life to even invite people who are outside of my Catholic circle into it. And what's so remarkable to me is that Jesus is always doing this, even as he's disciple-making, right? He's turning the 12 into, you know, apostles, people he can send out. Even while he's doing that, he's sitting down and eating with sinners. He actually invites them to come to the homes of his other friends. So he's trafficking in Jesus knows how to keep bad company, is what this comes down to. And he's not ashamed of it, and he's not afraid of it. And I think for a lot of us, we probably would have difficulty explaining why we're spending time with people who don't share not just our faith, but even the basic moral structure that we affirm. So that's probably the first lesson that we learn from Jesus in this whole thing is have a mission. That mission is to seek and to save the lost, and don't let don't let the customs of the day hamper you. Secondly, Jesus, and he did this with the Samaritan woman too, take initiative with our neighbors. You know, we learned from Jesus in this encounter with Zacchaeus how necessary it is for the believer to take the initiative. The outcasts aren't going to come and do it. The despised, people who are outside our circle, are not going to be the ones that come in and say, hey, can you tell me about Christ? Christians need to be taking the first step, taking the initiating step towards those, you know, who don't share a common faith with us. Thirdly, I'd say what Jesus also does here is he gives a dignity to a despised person. He's giving dignity to Zacchaeus before Zacchaeus has repented or made restitution. So he's reaching out to Zacchaeus, not after Zacchaeus has repented and made restitution. He's reaching out to Zacchaeus while Zacchaeus is still despised. So he's giving a dignity to those who others despise. And then, like he did with the Samaritan woman, another thing that Jesus teaches us in how to share our faith is that he receives gifts from the unbeliever. Just as we saw with the Samaritan woman, and we're taught in this encounter, how important it is for us to honor unbelievers and sinners and those who are outside the faith, and receive gladly the gifts that they have for us, and to reciprocate. And then, I suppose the whole point of this story for Luke, or the major point, is that Jesus is willing to have intimate fellowship with those who are considered outside the bounds of social acceptability. And by imitation, we're supposed to make the effort to build close relationships with unbelievers, with people regardless of their belief or their way of life. We have to develop the capacity to delight, to eat, to drink at their tables, to be able to visit joyfully in one another's homes. And this will mean that we're going to get to know people who are considered, by some of our friends anyways, to be unsavory characters, the kind of people that God-fearing people are supposed to avoid. Jesus didn't avoid them. And by extension, we shouldn't avoid them. We're set apart, right? We're separate in order to be sent. We are to be separate from sin, but we are to embrace sinners. There's a huge difference between the two.